In this bulletin, coronavirus restrictions in Victoria set to be eased today. US President Donald Trump makes his latest pick for the country's Supreme Court. And in sport, the lineup is set for the first weekend of the National Rugby League Finals Series. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. Melburnians will learn the extent of their newfound freedoms today, with lockdown set to be eased from tomorrow. The Melbourne metropolitan region's 14-day average of new cases has fallen to less than 24, well below the threshold of 50 required to ease restrictions. Step 2 of the reopening roadmap permits public gatherings of 5 people from a maximum of 2 households and the return of the operation of childcare centres. Speaking yesterday, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews said he will have good news to announce, but there won't be a dramatic departure from the plan.
We're not throwing the doors open tomorrow. The place is not opened up tomorrow, and I've tried to be really clear about that. But people can be optimistic and really positive about the fact that these numbers are coming down. They are coming down, and once you get them low, you can keep them low. That's what the science and the logic tells you. But I do hope tomorrow to be able to talk a little bit more about what October looks like. And the fact that we are ahead of schedule.
Victoria's newly appointed health minister has vowed to bring down COVID-19 infections in the state. Martin Foley has taken on the health portfolio following the resignation of Health Minister Jenny Markakos yesterday. Ms Markakos quit over the government's hotel quarantine mistakes after Premier Daniel Andrews told an inquiry she was accountable for the failed program. Mr Foley has pledged to build the health system, ensuring Victoria is able to reopen safely.
The efforts of the Victorian community built on the enormous hard work of our health professionals and the entire public health and private health community that have come together under enormously difficult circumstances to achieve what they have achieved is outstanding, and I look forward to working with those professionals and communities to continue the driving of those infection rates down.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for more international cooperation to prevent future pandemics. Mr Johnson says countries need to share more data on disease outbreaks and stop putting export controls on essential goods. He says the coronavirus crisis has fractured the notion of the international community. Speaking to the 75th UN General Assembly, Mr Johnson says countries have acted in a way that ignores our common humanity.
Coronavirus has united humanity as never before. And yet the crisis has also been an extraordinary force for division. We've all been up against the same enemy, the same tiny opponent, threatening everyone in much the same way. But members of the UN have still waged 193 separate campaigns, as if every country somehow contains a different species of human being.
The Prime Minister of Ireland is calling on the United Nations Security Council to rise to the challenge of dealing with the world's problems. Michael Martin says the Security Council is essential to addressing matters ranging from food insecurity to human rights violations. He says conflict between members of the Council doesn't mean the Council can shirk its responsibilities.
We face enduring global challenges, hunger and food insecurity, the existential threat of climate change, violations of international humanitarian and human rights law, and impunity for perpetrators. The Security Council can and must play a central role in addressing them. Deep divisions exist on the Council. But we do not accept that these divisions mean that the Council can step back from its responsibilities.
Global affairs have recently been marked by conflict between two permanent members of the Security Council, the United States and China. The US and Russia, another permanent member, have also been at loggerheads at times over issues of international security. US President Donald Trump has nominated Amy Coney Barrett to fill the vacancy on the country's Supreme Court. 48-year-old Ms. Barrett is a judge on the US Court of Appeals. She's known for being ideologically conservative and would replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, known for being on the other side of the US political spectrum. Mr. Trump says Ms. Barrett has one of the best legal intellects in the United States.
Today it is my honor to nominate one of our nation's most brilliant and gifted legal minds to the Supreme Court. She is a woman of unparalleled achievement, towering intellect, sterling credentials, and unyielding loyalty to the Constitution, Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
The nomination sets up an enormous political battle in the shadow of November's presidential election. Ms. Barrett must be confirmed by the US Senate, but Mr. Trump's political opponents say any Supreme Court confirmation should wait until after the result of the presidential election is known. The lineup for the first weekend of the National Rugby League final series is set. The third-placed Parramatta Eels will play the second-placed Melbourne Storm next weekend. The Eels have clinched third place with a 28-24 victory over the West Tigers. A try with 8 minutes to go by Will Smith was the key to Parramatta's victory. Parramatta coach Brad Arthur says whilst the game against the Tigers was good preparation, his team will have to play better if they're to beat Melbourne.
Well, it's going to be a tough game of footy, isn't it? They're one of the better teams in the competition and have been for a long, long time. So we certainly can't have a patch of football like we did tonight, you know, 15, 20 minutes. But I think we also need to give a bit of credit to Tigers. I thought they were pretty brave and thought they threw some footy at us. It was a good test for us because they moved the ball from side to side and had some nice football.
In other games next weekend, first-placed Penrith will play the fourth-placed Sydney Roosters, sixth-placed South Sydney will play seventh-placed Newcastle, and fifth-placed Canberra will play eighth-placed Cronulla. And now look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 21. Adelaide, partly cloudy and a top of 18 degrees. Melbourne, a shower or two and 14. Hobart, cloudy and 13. Canberra, early frost and cloudy and 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 16. Sydney, becoming cloudy and 18. Newcastle, becoming cloudy and 19. Brisbane, sunny and 26. Cairns, mostly sunny and 31, and Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.